This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour, as the day for some begins, as it ends for people who have been up all night. This is a program that's on in the early morning in some places, what they call morning drive in other places, late mornings. It's suitable for framing and listening to any time of the day, actually. You can find it on a lot of radio stations, hundreds of them around the country. Also at DougStephan.com and TuneIn Radio. It's the DJV Show. Welcome in. I'm Doug Stephan with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, here to set your day in motion. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. So, Jennifer, what do you have that you would like to have a discussion? Would you like to own the time, or shall we share the time?
We can share the time. I'm a sharer. But okay. What I can't believe I'll share with you is that it's almost football season. It's pretty unbelievable. In August, we're going to start hearing about training camps, and it'll be back to football fever once again.
Thank heavens, Tom Brady will get back into shape.
That's right. You know, remember the big controversy about the kneeling last year during the national anthem by some players in the NFL? Well, during the offseason, the National Football League had announced that that would no longer be allowed, that if players didn't want to stand on the field for the national anthem, they would have to stay in the locker room. Now, they seem to be backtracking from that because the National Football League and its Players Association, a.k.a. the union, announced on Thursday that the league would hold off on enforcing its new national anthem policy while the two sides attempt to resolve the matter. They released a joint statement saying that they have been working on a resolution to the anthem issue, and they continue to say, in order to allow this constructive dialogue to continue, we have come to a standstill agreement on the players' union grievance on the NFL's anthem policy.
What is the state of unionism in this country? We're going to bargain this kind of a rule in the contract.
Apparently so. The players' union went kind of bananas about this. They said no new rules relating to the anthem will be issued or enforced for the next several weeks while these confidential discussions are ongoing.
So I'm all for freedom of speech, really. I'm a lifelong broadcaster career, literally been on the air since I was 17 years of age. And you ladies also are career broadcasters, so we understand how important it is to be able to say and think at the same time and think about what we say and have it be something that's respected. Maybe you don't agree, but the respect for a person's point of view is part of what being an American is. So get in line, I suppose, with those who say, I want to express myself. Yeah, that's one thing. But then there's this everybody's got a different point of view, and if it were not for you being in America, you couldn't play football, and you couldn't be making the kind of dough that you are. So it's kind of one and the other. Do you have to respect it? No. But should you respect it? It would seem to me there ought to be something back unless you're so entitled, back in that back part of your mind that says, you know, this is a pretty cool gig. I'm making all this money. Even though, you know, it may be with the concussions and stuff, it may ruin the rest of your life. But still, while you're at it, the minimum salary for a football player in the big leagues is $700,000 a year. You pick up a pencil and you get $700,000, never mind a football. So what is it? Just, it bugs me that people, I think people ought to protest. I'm a big protest. I believe in protesting. I think that's what America is founded on. We're all a bunch of protesters. So I don't really know in this circumstance where to come down, except that I think they act oftentimes like a bunch of spoiled brats who have way too much access to way too much money, exposure. But do they get people to think? Yeah, well, I think last year we all thought a lot about this, which we might not have done had they not started doing it. But do I like it? No. All right, Victoria, what do you think?
I mean, I'm all for free speech and protests, and if it's you know, the NBA is the only league that got ahead of this a long time ago and said that as a contract, every team and every player has to stand for the anthem. There's never been any issue with it. The other leagues sort of left themselves open to it. So, you know, I don't know. I think it's turning into, I think they're making a bigger deal out of it than they need to.
Yes.
And
yes,
I think
thank
that it's
you.
Becoming, I almost think that the NFL is scrambling to try to figure out how we can please everybody. And I think they're, I think, you know, the old saying, you try to please everybody, you please no one. And
no
I
one.
Think that's what's happening.
Yeah.
I would just say that these football teams and the NFL themselves saw their business decline last year. And I believe in the rights of business to do what they need to do to increase their profit. And they get to set rules of conduct, which we have in every workplace. Everybody who works for anybody has these types of rules. And I don't know. Look, the NFL may, you know, kind of acquiesce to the challenge of this by the Players Association, but I think if the rule of law were there and if we were looking at this from a legal standpoint, the NFL can tell the players exactly how they want them to behave. And if standing for the national anthem is going to make it stronger, a stronger business, then I don't think that there's going to be a judge in town that's going to tell them that they can't say, look, you don't have to stand, but if you do, you got to just, if you want to kneel, go backstage.
Yeah, that's the part of
go
the working
the
here. You don't like it, don't work here. That's
right.
All. Stand out in the parking lot. Excuse me, go down on your knees. All right, so that settles that to a point. People in the news, sorry to report that the man who inspired Robin Williams in his role in the movie from 1987, remember Good Morning Vietnam, and the role that was played originally in real life by a gentleman named Adrian Cronauer, everybody thought he sounded like this.
Good morning, Vietnam!
And he didn't.
Could anyone really sound like that?
he was a very interesting... I knew the guy. He actually was the lawyer, Kara. You knew for Radio America for a while. Did you know that? That Adrian Cronauer was their lawyer?
I didn't. Huh.
No. He was a roly-poly sort of a guy. Looked like a small, short Santa Claus to me. Very good point of view on things. He was fun. He was smart. He knew exactly what to do with the notoriety that he had after the movie. He did the stuff. He was a disc jockey. He went into the service and became a disc jockey and was the number one American morning man in Vietnam, in a manner of speaking. He didn't quite know what to do with his celebrity. Became a lawyer. He worked at some radio and TV gigs as well. A lot of people tried to get him to... He was responsible for the script for the movie. He collaborated with the people that put it together. He was an advisor in the Bush administrations.
Was he really? I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Yeah. He got involved in a bad business deal, and he was disbarred, I think, a couple of years ago. But he was really, I thought he was quite a good guy. I worked a lot around Veterans Affairs and prisoners of war, speaking out for the treatment that they got. He did local radio down in Roanoke, Virginia for a while as well. He did commercials, a lot of voiceover stuff, Lipton Tea, Columbia Records, Welch's Grape Juice. He was an interesting, good guy. 79, passed away. So there's the story in part of Adrian Cronauer. You wouldn't remember his name, probably, although maybe a lot of people do, but you'd remember what he was first well known for, and that was the morning jock on the Armed Forces radio station in Vietnam. Good morning, Vietnam. Here's the story of Eric Garner. Well, let me go back to that. Let me go back to Cronauer. Sometimes when I tell stories like that, I seem to be alone because I may have been the only one who experienced him. And so if Jennifer were to talk to her father about it, he would know for sure because he's a radio guy. Whether, Kara, if you talk to your dad, I'm betting he would know a lot about Adrian Cronauer. And your father probably as well, Victoria.
No, my parents wouldn't know anything, honestly. They
wouldn't know who Adrian Cronauer was?
No. Mm-mm.
Really?
Yeah,
why are they out of touch?
Well, that's insulting. They're not out of touch.
That's
just not
to be.
Something... Well,
I think
that's not
knowing,
something...
He was a household name. I don't mean it in an insulting way. It was just it's just a name that sort of with our generation, when you would mention it, I would be surprised to find somebody who didn't know who he was.
My mom would probably know the name, maybe, but my dad definitely wouldn't.
Really?
No.
Huh. Okay. All right. Not wanting to insult anybody, let's keep moving. Eric Garner, a fellow who was killed by the police officers 4 years ago. Remember this story?
Yeah, for cigarettes, right? Wasn't he selling illegal cigarettes?
Yeah, right. So now this thing has been going on. I kind of have forgotten about it. And maybe likewise here in Victoria, if you'd have said to me, who's Eric Garner, I'd have to think about it a little bit.
Why are you so out of touch?
Yeah, right, yeah, exactly. Right. So the proceedings involving the officers who shot this guy now are beginning. So it's taken 4 years to get these people, these two officers, to trial? What's wrong with that picture?
Exactly.
I mean, think about this. What does this tell people? I mean, the whole business of white police officers and black, quote-unquote, victims, if you want justice, this just kind of flies in the face. Talk about disgraces.
It is a disgrace. It is.
This
and there's
is
no
a
reason that,
easy. Yeah.
There's no reason that these cops should still have their jobs.
No, I agree. All right, 19 past the hour. This is the DJV program.
Most sports are played outside, so they should be enjoyed outside too. That's why Buffalo Wild Wings offers the sports patio. Sure, you can stay indoors with air-conditioned comfort and human-friendly light, but few things beat natural light, a cold drink in your hand, a delicious wing in your mouth, and athletes entertaining you on television. So order up some cocktails or beers and some of our signature shareables. Then watch all the games on our sports patio. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Patio availability varies. Please drink responsibly.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. And now, while selection is best, it's the best time to buy. With amazing offers across a full lineup of Ford vehicles, now is the time to make summer go right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Stop by a local Ford store or shop online at buyfordnow.com. Because there is no better time than right now to get behind the wheel of a new Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Summer sales event is here. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 72 months plus $1,000 Ford credit bonus cash on a great lineup of Ford SUVs. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Not available on Expedition. For all offers, take new retail delivery from authorized Ford dealer stock by 7/31/18. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and details.
Sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Okay, here we go. Now put it in reverse.
Got it.
Now forward.
Okay.
Reverse. Now turn the wheel.
Right.
Turn the wheel. No, reverse. Left reverse. Slow the out. No, kill the motor.
There's a reason they say curse like a sailor.
I said reverse.
Many reasons. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Well, we're docked now.
It's it's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
JD program, Music Time, with Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and me. We start with Rod Stewart, a name hard to escape even today after how many years? 30 studio albums later. A new one being released next, September 28th, called Blood Red Roses. What a horrible name for an album. 13 tracks, 3 bonus covers for the 16-track deluxe edition. The album can be pre-ordered now. It comes with an automatic download of the album's lead single, Didn't I? Which is what we're listening to. Let's hear how we like it. Good thing about Rod Stewart is he sounds the same now as he did 40 years ago. He still got it. His songs all sound the same. I mean, this sounds like typical Rod Stewart fare, doesn't it? Crank it up again, Kara. Doesn't it sound like it could have come from 30 years ago, Rod Stewart?
Yeah, he sounds the same.
Yeah.
This is the Rod Stewart that I really like. I thought his standards were good, but I like this Rod Stewart better.
Well, it's the original stuff. Him telling. He's a great storyteller, musically, I think. Anyway, 50 years of singing. He revealed how far his songwriting will take listeners when the album arrives, saying, quote, "I always think I make albums for a few friends. This record has that intimacy. Sincerity, honesty go a long way in life. The same is true in songwriting." In this album, Stewart, by the way, inducted twice into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He's been knighted by Prince William. He goes through his favorite musical genres, folk music, Motown, rock. Set to launch a North American tour the 24th of the month at the Hard Rock Cafe in Hollywood. Cindy Lauper's going to get tour.
Yeah, she's great, too. We're going to try to get tickets to see them at the Garden.
Good.
Because I've never seen him live. My parents have seen him, and they loved him.
Yeah, he's a good performer. But his legs are so skinny, man.
Well, he's not wearing shorts.
All right. Next up, this is the story of Brandi Carlile. I asked I asked Victoria yesterday if Brandi Carlile was related to Belinda Carlile, and she's not.
Negative.
Yes,
yeah.
Negative. So this is new girls want to have a weekend music festival. Girls Just Wanna. That's what this is called, right? Girls Just Wanna. And So the music festival has an all-female lineup. I think, as usual, Carlisle will be performing a lot of shows at this concert on the beach. Maren Morris is going to be there, Jennifer, Indigo Girls, Margot Price, Patty Griffin, K.T. Tunstall. I don't know who that is. Who's K.T. Tunstall? Anybody know?
She sings this song.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Suddenly I See. Oh, that's who they are. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was a huge hit a few years ago.
I know the song. I just didn't put a name with it. All right, crank this up for a second. It's a good song. Oh, good. Okay. So, Brandi Carlile created Girls Just Want a Weekend to give female artists opportunities in the midst of drama regarding many U.S. festivals, excluding women headlining. What is that all about? Why are we... Where is that happening?
Pretty much all the festival lineups.
I thought Beyonce was big in...
Well, just Beyonce, but beyond that, it's... Yeah.
Really? Forget about it.
Beyond Beyonce?
Right.
Beyond Beyonce. Is there such a place to be?
We need to go beyond Beyonce.
Festival takes place at the Hard Rock in Riviera Maya, Mexico, from 30th of January to February 3rd next year. Tickets on sale August 1st at 12 noon at girlsjustwantaweekend.com. That's girlsjustwantaweekend.com. So we're all buying tickets, are we? Who's buying tickets
for this? I'd love to go down to Riviera Maya.
I do it.
Maya. Yeah.
Where is Riviera Maya? I don't know where
Riviera
it is.
Riviera Maya. It's on the east coast of Mexico, down below Cancun.
Is it? Okay. I just thought Cancun was on the west coast for some reason.
Nope.
But that's Cabo. It's on the west coast, right?
Cabo. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I miss Cabo.
28 past the hour.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Look for savings in your Sunday newspaper. Available at Walmart.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. Business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals at Staples. Now, Staples 1-inch 3-ring binders and Accel 1-subject notebooks are $1.92 each. And 5 packs of Bic soft-feel retractable pens are only 50 cents each. Make back-to-school your business at Staples.
In-store only while supplies last. Offer ends 7/28/18. Limit 5 on Bic.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents, which means you're going to start telling your kids to clean up before the cleaning lady comes. Doesn't make sense, but you're the parent and they're the kids. You're going to start telling them that now, too. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. And there's your opening to remind them who pays the bills around here. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
It's the Dodge Summer Clearance Event. Hurry in and make summer sizzle with Dodge Charger with 292 horsepower. Blister the road with Dodge Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class, or Dodge Durango. Want something even hotter? Get up to 6 months of Apple Music on us when you join the Brotherhood of Muscle at the Dodge Summer Clearance Event. Based on Ward's Middle Specialty Vehicle Segment, visit Dodge.com/Apple for details. Apple is a registered trademark of Apple Inc. Apple is not a sponsor of this promotion. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's latest international tweet feud is with the Iranian President Hassan Rouhani. Rouhani issuing a warning to the U.S. on Sunday, saying the Trump administration's hostile policies to Iran could lead to the mother of all wars. Trump responds by telling him to never threaten the United States, or he says, in all caps, you will suffer consequences the likes of which few throughout history have ever suffered before. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo delivering a scathing speech on Iran's leadership on Sunday.
Mr. Pompeo delivered his remarks at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley in a speech titled Supporting Iranian Voices.
The level of corruption and wealth among Iranian leaders shows that Iran is run by something that resembles the mafia more than a government.
I'm John Clemens.
And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
And you get more than you pay for when you're listening to our program. Doug Steffen here, introducing you to the ladies who help us all have a better day. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, working on other items. Well, other. There's always the other. So, what do we have that's in your eyesight, your earsight, your brain side, Victoria?
Well, Starbucks has some interesting news. They've just announced that they're planning to open a branch in Washington, D.C., where every employee is proficient in American Sign Language. And this is, Washington, D.C. is home to Gallaudet University, which is the world's only liberal arts institution of higher learning for the deaf. And so this new Starbucks is going to open not far from the campus, and it will open this October. It will be at the 6th and H Street, that's good. I guess the close to the campus, that's going to be where the metro stop is. And in the news release, Starbucks said that the creation of the signing store will include hiring at least 20 deaf and hard of hearing employees, and that all of the hearing partners working there will also be required to become fluent in American Sign. And they'll also feature art by deaf and ASL fluent members of the local community. And it's kind of an interesting... It's a really interesting thing for Starbucks to do this specifically for the hearing impaired, and they are also going to be rearranging the way that the store is set up. So it's going to be a completely customized experience. And, of course, non-deaf or hearing-abled people are, of course, welcome to go as well. And they're hoping that they will to maybe even learn some American Sign or to just immerse themselves in an experience.
Ever tried to do that yourself, Victoria?
When I was a kid, I remember in school learning little bits and pieces of stuff. But Kara actually, we were just talking about this off the air. Kara took 3 years of it.
Really?
Yeah, it was a class that they offered when I was in high school. You know, they started, everybody had to take Spanish or French, and then at some point they offered sign language. My older sister Kendra actually minored in it in college. Deaf studies. So yeah, it was just a really fun, interesting language to learn, and it's kind of interesting because one of the classes I took, we had a deaf teacher, and we had to go out and actually talk to people from the community and sign with them. And anyone who is learning a language knows how difficult it is and how intimidating it is.
So what was it like? How did they teach you? Give us some insight into how you learned how this worked. Because there's a show on TV with Blair Underwood and Marley Matlin. I forget what the name of the show is, but it depends.
So when I was in high school, the class I took, we had a hearing teacher. So she was abled, but she knew sign language. And so it was complete immersion. There was no talking during the class except maybe like a 5-minute break. That, to me, is the best way to learn because you have no choice but to try and think of the signs in your head to use instead of just asking. And they basically just, like with any other language, you get a vocabulary list. You go down that list of words. They show you the sign for it, and then you practice sentences and grammar and stuff like that.
Do you still remember it?
I remember some. I really wish I remembered more, and I would kind of like to take more classes in it. I had a deaf teacher as well, which was kind of interesting. People take advantage of it a little bit when you've got students who can hear and a teacher who can't when they turn their back, because they can't hear you if you start talking. But it was super interesting, and the thing that I always took to more than spoken languages is it's super duper expressive, and you have to use your facial expressions for different things. So, it was just very interesting and fun, and it makes sense in that location because Gallaudet, almost all of the students there are deaf or hard of hearing, and so there are a ton of people in the area who know sign language already. I'm surprised there aren't already Starbucks or other restaurants catering to that, because if that's, you know, the community that you're in, then it makes sense that you would cater to that community. So it's cool. Maybe I'll stop by and I'll let you guys know what it's like.
Go ahead.
Now, I was thinking of the training sheds as a bartender. How about a sign bartender?
That'd be awesome.
Well, the baristas are going at Starbucks are going to have to know all of that.
Yeah.
So you'll drink orders, all the language that's specific to being a barista at Starbucks, all of that vocabulary they'll have to know. But the interesting thing is there's a deaf-centric architecture program that Gallaudet designed called Deaf Space, and they're going to use that in the Starbucks. So there won't be, and these are things that we take for granted, we don't think about, there won't be any tall stools or chairs because they often block visibility for the signers, and you're not likely to see any surfaces that have a glare, and everything's going to have a matte finish, no bright lighting, and floors that reduce excessive vibration. So everything's going to be made in this architectural way to accommodate hearing impaired people. It's really interesting.
Yeah. Isn't it? Yeah. All right. Welcome into our newest affiliate down in Texas. You know, love this. How radio stations have slogans.
Sure.
The slogan for this radio station is No Bull Radio.
Love that.
Right. No Bull.
What's the likelihood that
slogan like no
is
fake
true?
News. I know.
No Bull Radio.
I've never heard a radio station that didn't have any bull on it.
Well, if they have this show on, they've got a little bit of bull.
Utterly fantastic radio. Get it? No Bull Radio. Utterly
I'm guessing
fantastic.
This is in, like, steer country.
Well, this is in cow country. Yes, it is.
Right?
Yes.
All
and
the
are
bull
we
references?
Perfect. Yes, perfect for that neck of the woods. All right, how do you do? Welcome in to the DJV program. Couple of people in the news. Miguel McKelvey. Interesting combination of name, right? He co-founded WeWork. WeWork is going meat-free and taking every one of his employees with them This is a startup company. I've heard about it, but I don't know. I can't claim it's based in New York, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that much about it. They have 20 different countries where they offer plans for co-working spaces.
Yeah.
It's sort of an office rental in a sense, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's a very cool concept. A lot of people, a lot of companies are using them if they don't want to pay high rent in New York for having their own floor
office
of
space.
A building, then they can rent a partial space. You can have as, you basically take as much space as you need. If you, I think we last year we talked about the iconic department store, Lord & Taylor, that's on Fifth Avenue, not far from the Chrysler Building, that has been sold to WeWork, and that whole space,
really?
If anyone's ever visited, which was Lord & Taylor there, was a beautiful store, kind of like a Saks Fifth Avenue, and that whole space now is going to be a WeWork. So
but they made news, the headline, banning meat. They have, they've got 6,000-7,000 employees, but they are no longer going to serve meat at any employee event. Or reimburse them for meals on the road.
You can still eat. Like, you can have, bring a turkey sandwich
but they
to
won't,
work.
They won't reimburse you. If you're on the road for business and you buy a meal that has meat in it, they won't reimburse you for
it. Okay, that's weird. That's a little extreme, I think.
Well, it's kind of a bold move. This is a big company. They have a lot of real estate in very interesting places, as Victoria was pointing out. They have 20 countries where they have this sort of office space available. They are selling community, so they say, and their company prides itself on helping set the culture for the people who are using their facilities. So they say if you follow their path, the world will save billions of gallons of water, millions of pounds of CO2 emissions will be eliminated, and 15 million animals will not be killed because of what they are doing. My thinking about this, I'm all for people. I don't eat meat myself, so I'd be a hypocrite if I said I don't hold with people that raise beef. I don't want to tell people how to live their lives. I don't like meat, and I don't eat it, and I don't think it's good for you, and I certainly don't eat chicken. Once in a while, Jennifer will be happy to tell you that I have pork and sausages, and yeah, I do.
Bacon.
But I don't, I don't think that this is the way to fix the problem. If you are well-intentioned and you agree with this, well, it's okay. I just don't think, first of all, they're not right about cattle, but they are, they have their point of view, and so you're welcome to go ahead and live
there. Businesses get to do how they, businesses get to perform like they want. I always stand by that. But I think that it's one thing to say it's our culture not to have meat at company gatherings or parties or all of that. I think that's great. But I think when you start telling people what they can eat when they're out of work, that's kind of a weird
thing.
Well,
I don't think they're telling them. I think they're just saying you're on business.
You still get reimbursed.
But if you're business traveling, still, what if you have iron deficiency? I don't know. What if you have something and you are traveling?
Get Geritol.
They're not going to give you money back when they would give the other guys ordering.
No, they're not. They made it very clear.
They're
not
strange.
Yeah, they're not doing it. That's the message. They want to say no dairy, any of that stuff. So. All right, one other name in the news, Governor of Illinois, Bruce Rauner. Is that how you pronounce his name? Rauner?
Sure.
Signing a bill this week that allows police to temporarily take guns away from people who may pose a danger to themselves or others. It's called the Firearms Restraining Order Act. Lets the police in Chicago and family members and others like roommates seek a court order of protection, allowing officials to confiscate guns from people deemed to be a threat. Who's going to, you go to court to figure out whether they're a threat? Is that how this works? There are 13.
Probably. A lot of states have this now.
Yeah, there are.
Florida, I think,
states.
Is the most recent after the shooting at Parkland.
New Jersey, Maryland.
I don't know that you go right to court. I think that you probably call the police first.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the ins and outs of it, but
I would think it has to be a judge's order.
And the mayor said that he would not add
2 weeks in California.
Oversight to gun stores. I'm sure there are a myriad of different.
But typically, they're not all that different, actually. But yeah, ours
really?
Is, I think it's.
You think
too
that really? I'm surprised to hear that. 46 past the hour on the DJV program.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS. With today's technology and robotics and artificial intelligence, it was only a matter of time before it made its way to your home. For example, iRobot is a pioneer in home robotics, launching the Roomba robotic vacuum cleaner back in 2002. Not familiar with the Roomba? We asked Craig Hendrickson from iRobot to fill us in.
Technology that we've been developing over the years, robotic technology about how to navigate complex environments, and we applied that to something that many people view as relatively mundane, which is vacuuming your floor. One great thing about all Roombas is they do have a charging dock that they will return to automatically. Robot will go off its mission. Maybe you've scheduled it to run while you're at work. It'll automatically go run around your floor. And when it's done, it'll return and charge itself.
More on the Roomba family is at iRobot.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Make it count when driving. Make it count when flying. Make it count when traveling. Make it count when giving back. It's Make It Count Rewards from Marathon. You earn points every time you fill up or make select purchases at Marathon. You save on gas, airfare, hotels, or support the environment. It's easy to sign up. Text JOIN to 40244. So what should you do right now? Sign up and make it count. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
I'm Ernesto Hernandez, Purple Heart recipient from Iraq and founder of Wounded Paul Project. Every day in the U.S., we lose 20 veterans to suicide. At the same time, the same day, thousands of dogs in shelters are euthanized. The Wounded Paul Project strives to bring these two together by training shelter dogs to be service or comfort animals to our nation's heroes. We save a paw to save a life. Go to woundedpawproject.org to learn more and to donate. That's woundedpawproject.org.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, time for the flash fact department. Do you know where the term cocktail comes from, Jennifer?
Cocktail? No, I don't, actually. I know I like them.
Yeah, I know you do. That's why I went to you. Well, I think Victoria likes a good schnooky once in a while, too, right? Cocktail.
Good schnooky? Yeah.
Schnooky.
I like a good martini, schnooky. Yeah.
All right, so the term cocktail comes from Elmsford, New York, where a barmaid named Betsy Flanagan reportedly decorated her establishment with the tail feathers of roosters. They use another term for them, but they're called cocks. A rooster is called a cock. And the patron asked for one of those cocktails, and that's where the cocktail came from. Huh. How about that?
I figure.
Right.
That's
rooster.
And
that sounds better than rooster tail.
Well,
cocktail sounds better than rooster.
Interesting how these stories sort of catch on, huh?
Yes, it is.
Names catch on?
Yes, it is. 10 before the hour.
Ah.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's car time. Our auto expert is Nick Miles. Nick Miles has a website strangely configured to read Our Auto Expert. So if you go to ourautoexpert.com, you'll get into the world of Nick Miles, who's traveling around the country on one big heck of a road trip driving one of those minis. Or how many minis have you been driving? Last Friday you told us you were getting started. I forget where you were, but you've been where, when, how? How's it worked?
Yeah, we've done, Doug, we're almost getting close to 2,500 miles. Started in Portland, Oregon, headed all the way down the coast, Ashland, Sacramento, L.A., and then I jumped on a plane to Dallas, and now making my way up the East Coast, the East Coast trip route, which these guys all started in Orlando, Florida. Today, I'm in Dodge City, Kansas, which is a very interesting place. It is Tornado Alley, and unfortunately, I haven't seen any dramatic weather, but we've seen 3,000 or so minis along the way.
Wait a minute. You said you're on the East Coast. You're not on the East Coast there, pal.
No, yeah. East Coast route. So they had two routes. One started in Portland, is going to Keystone, Colorado. The other started in Florida, and we're sort of cutting in now, heading to Keystone.
Right. All right. So it's fun. You like the cars. They are fun. As I said, I think, to you last week, my former wife had a couple of them. My daughter had a couple of them. I kept the one when my former wife died. I kept hers for a while, and it was a lot of fun driving them. They're just a lot of just fun. And so
they are small, Doug, but I'll tell you, put it in sport mode and you put your foot down.
Yeah.
I was with a lady yesterday who had never driven one. She had a great time.
Oh, they are. They're fun to drive. So what do you make of the Ford recall of the Fusions, the Escapes, the cars that could roll away? How do they engineer a car like this so poorly, I guess would be the question. This is a big company. How do they let something silly like this happen, do you think, Nick?
Well, the interesting thing, Doug, is you look at the airbag scandal that really happened with Takata, and all those different car companies were affected. Car companies, they collect a lot of stuff that they do themselves, so the basic engineering, a lot of the engines, the transmissions, and the chassis. But what tends to happen is a lot of the smaller parts in vehicles are made by third-party companies. So these companies come in and say, hey, we've got this great new piece of technology. Would you like to buy it and put it in your car? And, of course, all these car companies go, yeah, our customers are going to love that. So a lot of times these car companies tend to be victims of, let's say, a poor third-party made part. Now, yeah. It's not really clear exactly what is happening with Ford yet because this recall is fairly new. But Ford have managed to stay out of the recall business. You know, they haven't been too bad since they had the rollover problems about 10, 15 years ago. But 550,000 Escapes and Fusions that could roll away is a pretty serious concern.
Yeah.
It's not that clear yet how many accidents or injuries have been caused by this, but if I was Ford, I might worry a little bit.
I think I remember back, as you were going back into your memory, I'm going back to the Ford Pinto. Are you old enough to remember the Ford Pinto?
Oh, Doug, that's a way back when.
Yeah, for those who don't remember, the Pinto was designed in such a way if you had a rear-end collision, the car would explode. It was a lot of did a lot of it was great for the Ford marketing department. All right, what happens to some of these companies that are making cars here, like BMW, jobs, tariffs, all of that stuff? Anybody studying that?
Yeah, so a lot of these companies who have factories, there's a huge amount of factories being built in the southeast of the United States. Volvo just opened a new plant, and they have a plant here. BMW is the largest exporter from the United States of luxury vehicles. So American workers are making luxury SUVs and exporting them out of the United States. But now these companies are saying, you know, if President Trump wants to play with these tariffs, we're considering moving our factories out of the United States. This is a pretty serious move because this is a big chunk of income for the Southeast. And the companies like BMW are saying, we could be moving to China. We could be taking all those American jobs and moving them to China, which is exactly the opposite of what the president was trying to do, which is create more American jobs. This looks like it could be some of the biggest backfire in history.
Well, you got to think they're smart enough to do, although you wonder sometimes about the grab-ass mentality of people who run, whether it's businesses, the government, whatever it is. You know, we'll speak first, think later. In this circumstance, maybe they think quickly enough to figure out this isn't in our best interest to do it and fix it. I think I'm optimistic about that, Nick. Nick Miles, who is the auto expert. Great information always. Proud to have him here on the program. Check out his website, ourautoexpert.com. Nick Miles with Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSam.com.
KillingUncleSam.com.